And they opened a little can of pork right quick and cooked some biscuits on a hot plate. She said, I eat a lot of sandwiches there. But it was sitting on a large sandwich. That's it. Now, some of my kin folks, but now they've given me the best they had, and that was good enough. I was hungry. And it was.
What did you, when you had something like that later on, what did you call that?
We called it a couch, I reckon.
Couch. You folks never called that a sofa?
They used to.
Did they? I don't know.
It used to be they'd get soaked. I ain't had that in 20 years. I just called it a couch.
You think when you were younger you called it a couch or a sofa?
I believe it was a sofa.
We never had one. I don't know what to call that. That's a thing to sit on, I guess.
And you showed me the chairs yesterday that you made. And did you ever have some quilts on the floor where children would sleep if you didn't have enough beds?
Yes, sir. Not so much now as it was when we was growing up. People don't visit now, you know.
Mm-hmm. Now that hatch, bare house, I tried to show you. My older sister, Mad, had run away and get a man we didn't like much. He was a drunkard and a gambler and all as mean as a bad devil, but so much for that. He proved to be a good man out of that. He married and moved away and stayed about a year and come back, him and his wife and little girl. Then the papa's brother-in-law married my daddy's sister. He come and brought his family, and then we had to sleep in that house. Our older brother, he had to leave. Go somewhere to spend the night. Not room enough for all of us to there. But they made beds down here and the bed there and bed there. On the floor. Some of them are dirt floor too. Next day, I and my brother says, how did y'all sleep last night? I left a note. Well, my brother-in-law was full of weird stuff. We all went to sleep. I all sat there and don't want to go to sleep. We stand up in the corner. We wait. I said, last and go to sleep. He went to sleep standing up, but that was a story told.
Took care of it.
And somebody bought a little liquor in the family at that time in the home. And the old cracks, this winter blowing, this winter time, I threw them cracks quick. My dad named Sherrod. And the said, ugly word, said, by God, Sherrod, you got plenty of fresh air and stimulation, ain't you?
what were some of the old names for floor liquor?
Liquor.
Booze, I guess.
Liquor drinkers, you mean, or just...
Just the liquor itself, the homemade whiskey.
What do you call it?
That's a new one, fresh air and stimulation.
That's right.
They call it moonshine.
Moonshine, that moonshine liquor was homemade liquor. Mm. The pretty red whiskey was a government whiskey.
I see.
And my dad was named Sherrod, from the S-H-E-R-O-D-E, Sherrod. Well, all the whiskey back at that time had come to a railroad station up here, Warren's Bluff, close to Lexington. We'd go up there and meet that man and get her liquor ordered. But Daddy had some come in, half a gallon. But other boys began going up and get theirs and come back. I found a strange name up there, Sherrod. Who's he? Well, couldn't nobody pronounce it. How's it spelled? S-H-E-R-O-D-E. That's Sherrod. Mm-hmm. He had liquor up there and didn't nobody know who it was. It was ordered a long time. You could order it, I guess you never could see the time you could order liquor. Come by freight and by express.
They make it hard
Yeah, you couldn't order moonshine, nobody. That's always been against the law to make them sell that. And people drank way back then more than now, to my way of thinking. Nothing uncommon to see a man coming up a road just drunk and falling here and falling there and couldn't hardly walk and maybe next time on a mule and fell off of the mule he got so full. You don't see much of that now, but I guess they do a lot of, I don't know about it. Mm-hmm. Secret of sorting.